You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, a beautiful webinar series that we're running. Thank you for joining us in this amazing sacred space. Thank you for helping to create the container. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us. The Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, and realms. It also means remembering our core, our own true self, the greatest version of us, of ourselves, that we can be, our higher selves. The theme for this particular series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And we call in the ancient ones to support us today to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Amy Flynn is a transformational teacher, intuitive source channeler of the collective multidimensional energy frequencies transmitter and healer, money Reiki grandmaster and more. Guided by her clear, strong connection with source and her powerful energy gifts, Amy helps thousands of people around the world blast through lifelong blocks to create major shifts and breakthroughs. And that's part of what's going to happen on this call today. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun call. Amy is the voice channel for an expression of non-physical source consciousness known as the collective, who lovingly transform all they teach and interact with. Amy and the collective radiate joyful energy, making the esoteric and the profound accessible and fun. They quickly shift people into a higher vibration of love to awaken and remember who they really are. Amy is the creator of the Crystalline Rainbow Starlight Frequencies Energy Program, and with the collective is the creator of many powerful programs filled with living multidimensional energy, including the Call of Your Being series, Creation 101, Living from the Heart as Love, and Meditations That Work. Amy has created a powerful proprietary process to permanently clear generational trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in health, well-being, prosperity, and all areas of life. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Amy Flynn to the show. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi, Ian. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with everybody.
Yeah, we are excited to have you here. You know, this show is definitely going to be about energy transmission, and it's going to be full of fun and surprises and twists and turns.
Yes.
Amy is a tremendous channel. There's a lot going on right now that Amy's going to share with us. There's a lot going on right now.
Yes.
Right. And then we'll kick this off with a very special little thing that Amy does. But let me tell everyone, firstly, I know many of you want to speak with Amy, so star 2 to raise your hand. And that's going to be a big part of the show, is actually Amy speaking with you and channeling and then transmitting, and she'll explain how what she does permeates through the collective as well. So star 2 to raise your hand. And we also want to honor the people on the web. So if you're on the webcast, you can put your question in the question box along with your name. But it is better if you can call in, because that way you can interact with Amy. So we want to devote a good portion of this particular show to Q&A. But we definitely want to also get through some of the topic. And the topic, of course, is harnessing the power of eclipses to create and activate your ideal, fun-abundant 5D reality. So, you know, Amy,
there's so much coming through. It's very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Well, you go ahead and get us started, Amy.
All right. I want to start off with some really joy raising, frequency increasing. It's called tail wagging. So it's a lot of fun. So what I'd like is for everybody to stand up. If you can't stand up, that's fine. You can do it sitting down, but it's best if you stand up. Now what you're going to do is you're going to lean slightly forward and stick your rear end out. and you're going to close your eyes, and you're going to imagine you have a giant, big, beautiful, bushy tail on your rear. Beautiful. I mean, this is a gorgeous tail. You are so proud of this tail. And you're a gorgeous, happy dog. And your owner, you're going to imagine now that your owner has just arrived home. You could hear the car, and you can hear the footsteps coming towards the door. Now start swinging your rear back and forth with that beautiful tail. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. And as the footsteps get closer and closer, still swinging your rear end slowly, you are getting filled with anticipation and eagerness and excitement. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. And you can hear the key in the door. And all of a sudden, all of this excitement erupts through you. It's wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy. And the door opens. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, 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 wiggy. And you can't even keep your feet on the ground. You're wagging so hard. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy. And your owner's there. And you just jump up into the air with joy. All right. Now take a nice deep breath in. And hopefully you have a big grin on your face. Because tail wagging is the silliest thing ever. And it actually, it's something you can do anytime you want to. Just increase your joy and increase your frequency quickly. I wouldn't advise doing it in the middle of a crowded room, though, but it really works.
Yeah, beautiful.
So hopefully everyone's
you can
feeling.
Feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. It's
you
so
can feel
silly.
It.
It's so silly, but it really works.
Yeah.
All right.
Know, it brings out those vibrations of joy. And yeah, if you're in the grocery store, you might get either a lot of people looking at you or maybe they're following you, but.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
if you're in the grocery store, make sure you do it in the pet food aisle, maybe.
Right, right.
Maybe it'll be a little better there. But, well, I would love to share some of this what I'm receiving. It's amazing. I kind of asked for a little peek into what was going to be shared because I've never shared this before. I've never really looked into the power of the eclipses. And there's a lot. We have very, very special eclipses this year, in this little eclipse season, because we've got three in a row. Every 2 weeks, we've got a new eclipse. Usually, they come in pairs. There's just two. But this time, we have three. So that's extra special, and it really builds the energy up and really amplifies the portal through which this energy flows. And what I've been receiving is that this eclipse portal has opened, not just a portal, but it's opened. I mean, I'm a very visual person, so I'll try to describe what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing something that looks like this beautiful arches. It's like this golden light arches. They're made out of like a golden ray, and within the arch structure are lots of violet rays kind of beaming around. They're kind of like zooming around. I mean, it's not a static arch. It's an energy-filled arch. And this arch leads into I guess the best way to describe it would be an alternate or not really parallel, but similar to parallel dimension. And we have access now to go through this arch into this dimension. In this dimension, I would say, from what I'm receiving, this dimension is, I'm getting a seventh dimensional energy and frequency in here. So in this dimension, what you can visualize, you can materialize. But in order to materialize it, you need to go out of the portal, because in the seventh dimension, things don't materialize in the physical. So you go, what I'm getting, and the collective will do a process, a guided process, to take you into this portal and through, and to help you imagine what it is that you want to see. And you use the power of your imagination, you conjure something up, you put all the little details in, you really feel it, and then you come back out through the portal and to manifest it into your reality. This is how I'm receiving that this portal is used. This archway.
Mm.
The eclipses and this eclipse portal and archway also allow us to, they reveal to us many aspects of ourselves and our being that we ordinarily are not aware of. So there's the aspects of maybe things we've hidden from ourselves that we don't want to see in ourselves, we can now have revealed. But when we are in this, through this archway, and in this magical, it's like a magical land. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like we go through this gorgeous archway, and in this gorgeous dimension of swirling, beautiful white and golden light, and it's magical. And it's like there are a lot of light beings around and all sorts of things. It's just a very beautiful, magical space. And when we're in this space and we have revealed to us aspects of ourselves that we have been hiding from ourselves or not wanting to see, and things that we may want to, that they're no longer serving us, that we want to release, we can see these things in a very gentle, loving way inside this eclipse archway. And as they're revealed, we can choose with love, we can embrace them with love, we can thank them with love, and then we can release them. And they just kind of float off into this energy soup within this archway. And as this happens, I'm gonna take everybody through this really quick in a moment so that you can feel this. Because as this happens, you actually feel this energy leaving you, and you feel lighter. It's really beautiful. You actually can feel like you've let something go, like you've released something. The collective are saying like you've taken a big suitcase that you've packed with all of this stuff that you've been lugging around all your life, and you just leave it there. You leave it there in the eclipse archway. And let go of it. And you do so in a way that is loving and freeing and empowering. So what I want everyone to do right now, this is what I'm basically receiving this, so I'm going to just walk you through what I'm receiving. If you could just close your eyes. And I'm not going to take you into an altered state at the moment. I'm just going to have you visualize this and imagine this. So in front of you, with your eyes closed, imagine a giant, beautiful, golden energy archway. This is a big archway. It's much taller and bigger than you. Say, figure it's three times as tall as you and maybe four times as wide as you. So this archway is in front of you, and in the beautiful structure of the energy arch, a beautiful violet energy zooming around and swirling. When I say zooming, they're just beaming all through. They're just going this way and that way and all over. There's just no organized fashion. They're just flowing in a kind of almost a chaotic manner, but it's a very, not an uncomfortable thing. It's a very beautiful thing. And imagine with your eyes closed, if you stand up and do this, it's really super powerful. And then you imagine that you're walking forward through, under this archway, into this space. And in this space, it's beautiful. There's gorgeous, gorgeous, brilliant energy, white, bright light energy, golden sparkles of light. Beautiful energy swirling. You can see around you in the distance, there's all these little vortexes of energy swirling. Beautiful. They're like little, they almost look like little, tornadoes, but they're not spinning fast. They're not harmful. They're beautiful. They're just gently swirling. And they're all around, and you can actually go up to one, and you can step into one and let it swirl around you. And we'll probably do that a little later. But right now, I just want you to feel yourself in this space and breathe it in. Just take a nice deep breath in. And now just exhale slowly. And imagine that you have brought your stuff that you always carry around with you into this gorgeous arch. You walked through with it. You've got it with you. It's a suitcase. It's all packed very nicely and neatly. And you have it tied to your wrist. So even if you put it down, you can't ever go far from it. Well, right now, I want you to imagine. This is what I'm getting, so we're going to go with it. A giant golden pair of scissors right in front of you. And I want you to reach out. And I want you to grab these scissors. And I want you to take the scissors that are vibrating at a very, very high frequency. And I want you to cut that connection to your suitcase. Just cut it right there so it's no longer connected to your wrist. It's no longer connected to you. And I want you to then reach down and I want you to shove it away from you. And as you push it away, the energy within this space just picks it up, takes it, and sucks it away, and it just vanishes into nothing. And as you do that, and as you see it go, send love with it. Send love to it. Send love with it. Now breathe in the beautiful energy. Feel your heart expanding. Feel yourself lighter, freer, more joyful. And now step backwards right outside of this beautiful archway and back into the space that you are in. And you've let go of all this stuff. Now you can enter this beautiful eclipse archway any time you want. During the eclipse portal stays open for 6 months. The eclipse archway is going to be very open and very present during the time of these next eclipses. We've got an eclipse next week. I'm going to share more about that because there's an amazing special opportunity. And it's in my special offer with this eclipse next week. This is a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. It's really amazing opportunity. It's once in a century. It's the longest total eclipse of the 21st century coming next week. There'll not be another one in our lifetimes. So that's a very exciting thing. But after that eclipse, on August 11th, there is another eclipse. So during the time that these eclipses are happening and in between them, this eclipse archway, this magical archway of energy, is very present, and it will be present for 2 weeks after the last eclipse. After that, it begins to fade away. The eclipse portal is still open, but that is something different. The eclipse portal is a portal that opens between dimensions, and what happens with the eclipse portal is energy flows into you. The eclipse portal is not like the eclipse archway where you can enter it. The eclipse portal is an opening or a portal through which you receive energy. And the energy that flows during eclipses and through this portal is a restructuring energy. It restructures not only you, not only yourselves, but the whole world. It restructures the energy of the world. And this energy feels chaotic because it's a restructuring energy. And anytime you're restructuring something and bringing it to a higher structure, you have to take apart the lower structure. So if you imagine you built something with all of these blocks, in order to build something new, you have to disassemble what you built. And during the time that it's disassembled and all the blocks are spread out on the floor, it's kind of chaotic. It feels chaotic because it's not neat and structured. But with those blocks, then you take the same blocks and you build something newer, bigger, nicer, more powerful, a higher dimensional structure. No more chaos, and you have something that has much more possibility, energy, and has openings to higher frequencies and dimensions. So all of this is happening during this eclipse time. There's so many new frequencies that are present. And the eclipse portal can be used by you with knowledge that this restructuring is that is what it's doing and what it wants to do. So you can set intentions for this restructuring energy. If you have pains in your body or you have something about your body that you don't particularly find is serving you, set the intention that the restructuring energy of the eclipse portal restructure this in a higher way, a more powerful, structured way that serves you. If there's something in your life, in your circumstances or situations, perhaps a relationship, perhaps something career-wise, that isn't serving you in its current structure, set the intention. You can even make the request of the eclipse portal. It's very intelligent energy. All very high dimensional energy has intelligence. It's conscious. All energy is conscious. But the higher dimensional energy and higher frequencies have a very high degree of intelligence and sensitivity. They are very loving and pure. So all of this restructuring does not feel bad. It's done in a very loving, beautiful, supportive manner. So whatever isn't serving you, that you're not particularly finding benefiting you in your life, ask for that to be restructured. Set the intention. Focus, if you can focus on what you would prefer to see. Don't be outrageous with it, because if you're outrageous with it, you're not being detailed. You have to be able to really perceive or imagine the perception of what it is that you want to see. So if you can perceive and really imagine something outrageous, that's great. But most people can't. That is really a different energy. It's more like a wish energy. For this, to use the eclipse portal, you need to really make it real. Real. So what you do is you just intend and imagine something that you would prefer to experience, and then you just send it lovingly into the eclipse portal, and you allow the restructuring to happen. As the restructuring is happening, you need to be tuned in with your intuition, because you will be intuitively nudged and guided to make particular choices, decisions, and actions during the restructuring that support the restructuring. So you're going to be a participant in this. So you need to just remember to be tuned in and to your intuition. It's not a mental thing. Don't try to think it through. Don't try to guess what you're supposed to do. Don't try to guess if you know, oh, am I supposed to do that, or oh, I'll do this. Allow yourself to feel guided, and you will be. And just follow whatever you're feeling, and this will restructure whatever it is that you're wanting to restructure. It's a really fantastic, exciting energy. And the thing that is, this is the collective, we just want you to know that. So we would say that the most exciting thing about this energy is the change that you will be feeling in your frequency. So to maximize your connection with the eclipse portal, and to maximize your communication with the eclipse portal, and also to maximize the success of your going into the archway, through the archway, into this special space, we ask that you look at your frequency and assess, is your frequency high or is your frequency low? And if it's low, we recommend that you raise your frequency. You want to tune to a frequency that is a much higher frequency, a frequency of love, a frequency of joy, a frequency of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is such a wonderful frequency. We really invite you to taste it. It's so much fun. And we love fun. We really love fun. Fun is so good. And we encourage you all to have fun, fun, fun. This is one thing we notice about human beings. they get so serious. They forget to have fun. And we just want you to know that you really are here to have fun. So forget the serious and have fun. And when you're in these high frequencies, then you are so much more resonant with the eclipse portal. It's almost like you will feel the eclipse portal right there in front of you. You'll be able to use it, to go into it. You'll also be able to almost see the eclipse arch, and you'll be able to go through it. So the higher your frequency, the more powerful these beautiful eclipse opportunities and openings will show up for you. You won't have to search for them. They will be right there. And you'll just have so much fun using them. And that's the other thing. Don't make it serious. When you go into the eclipse arch and you're using these energies and you're there and you're going to cut yourself free from your suitcase of stuff, don't make it serious. It's not serious. There's nothing serious here. It's fun. So you can have those beautiful golden scissors. You can have them dance up to you. And as you pick them up, they can twinkle and sparkle. Maybe they have swirling energy coming out of them. And maybe your suitcase of stuff talks, and you can have a conversation with it. That's very, very likely. If you listen, you can hear it talking. So just have fun. This is a magical doorway, a magical portal, an opening into magical worlds. In magical worlds, magical things happen. So allow yourself to experience them all, enjoy them all, and enjoy the magic. We would love to answer some questions for people that they might have. Can we do that,
all right,
Ian?
Let's do, we can do that. I would love, while people are getting ready to raise their hands, so star 2 to raise your hand, to have the opportunity to have Amy and the collective communicate with you. Amy, could you just give people a background on the collective? Who are the collectives and what role do they play?
Okay. All right. The collective are, all right, this is how they describe themselves and how they show themselves to me. The collective are non-physical source consciousness. And everybody has the collective. They have this. If you imagine that you are here, your physical body is here, you are here, what you know of you. And on top of you is, if you have ever seen a funnel, you know that on the bottom of the funnel is kind of this narrow tube-like thing, and that's what you would put into a bottle or something to pour a liquid through. So the tube-like narrow part is what you know of as you. But like the funnel, you go upward and outward. Now, unlike the funnel, you don't stop. So this upward and outward expands out infinitely. It just doesn't stop. And it expands upward infinitely. And that top of your funnel there is your source connection. Now, I'm going to take it a step further. You are not separate from source. You are source. So imagine your funnel going up, and it connects to this large, huge, vast energy. And if you could, look next to you, and you'll see there's another funnel and another narrow tube coming down, and another one next to that, and others on the other side. There's a bunch of them in front of you, a bunch of them in back of you. They're everywhere. All of these funnels are what we call individuals, or plants, or fishes, or planets, or stars. They're all aspects of source, extensions of source energy. And you are one of them. In this upward funnel is source right above you. All of the energy of source, the power of source, the wisdom of source, and what I have called the collective. Really, the collective are source consciousness, source energy that flows into and through me. I used to refer to it as the larger aspect of me. It's not separate from me. It is a larger aspect of me. But since that is a big mouthful to say, I've just decided I would shorten that to the collective. People seem to like to have a name for something, so it's the collective. Now, everybody has this connection. Most people don't open themselves up to it. I've always naturally been open to it. I've always been naturally a channeler ever since I was little. I was aware of this consciousness. I was aware of this energy flowing through me. I was always hearing it and knowing what it was saying. Most, or I shouldn't say most, but a lot of people don't naturally have that. So what you need to do in that case is just become aware of it and focus on raising your frequency. It's a matter of getting out of your head into your heart energy, raising your vibration, and then you will be able to begin to hear it. And the more you practice doing it, the more and more you will hear flowing through your funnel connection. So that is the best and the most simple way I can explain the collective.
Thank you. That gives us a good perspective so that when you answer questions, people have that reference as well. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So everyone, star 2 to raise your hand. If your hand isn't raised already, we're going to go to the phone. And the first person I am led to bring on is from Camarillo, California. 7395 is the last three digits. Camarillo, California, are you there?
This is me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have?
My name is Beth, and I'm so grateful that you chose me.
Hi, Beth. Well, you must
Hi.
Have been out there glowing with this radiant energy and Ian saw it.
Oh, yay.
What's your question? Well,
okay, well, my question is, I was just doing the process you were just teaching us about the golden thing, and I could really feel it because my question was about releasing any habits of being judgmental about hypocrisy and letting myself just allow people to be who they are, and any
mm-hmm.
habits of making myself
okay.
Wrong.
We want to say something before you continue. We want to say something right there after you said that, releasing opinions or judgments about other people and being hypocritical. Okay, what aren't you releasing about yourself? What are you judging about you?
Well, that was my next thing I was going to say.
Okay.
Was about the judgments I have about the efforts that I'm making to be well and not thinking that it's good enough and all of that. So I want to release that because I know that that's what's reflecting back to me is my judging myself
yes.
and not feeling like I'm being 100% that I need to be or whatever. And I don't want to have that kind of energy around myself. I want to be able to just be kind and loving, just to be kind and loving.
Okay. Well, let's ask this. Are you willing to be kind and loving towards yourself? And
yes.
Accept? Okay.
Yes.
That's half the battle. All right.
Yes.
So let's release these things. Let's use the eclipse arch and let's use the eclipse arch to release these things for you. And everybody out there, you can follow along because everybody has this stuff. Everybody is judgmental of themselves. And most people are also judgmental and critical of other people. So let's get rid of all of this energy of this. All right, so close your eyes, Beth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see, just imagine this beautiful golden giant. This is a big arch, giant golden archway filled with a beautiful violet zooming around energy. So it's little rays, the violet rays zooming around within this arch structure of golden light. Now, imagine yourself stepping forward. If you want to actually stand up and physically step forward, it's even more powerful. So step forward through this golden archway into the space. And in this space, it's filled with brilliant, super, super bright white light with golden sparkles. It's like little twinkles and sparkles all around you in this brilliantly lit space. You don't see any structures in here, but you do see these beautiful vortexes of energy spinning. They're kind of a little bit more golden than the white light, so you can see them. They're not super solid, but you can make them out. And as you stand there, you feel your body, you feel your whole being filled with the energy of this space. It's uplifting you. It's raising your frequency, and it travels up from your toes all the way up your body, up, 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 every level, all the way up to your head, igniting your third eye and then out your crown. And you're filled with this beautiful energy. You are now resonant with the energy of the archway, or what's beyond the archway, this space. And you notice, as you look to your side, you notice there is a beautiful suitcase. You would not have an ugly suitcase. This is a gorgeous suitcase. It's pretty big. And you have packed it with care throughout your life. It is so packed. It is packed super tight, and everything is neatly packed in there so that every ounce of space within that suitcase is used up. And you notice that this suitcase is hooked to you. It's got a strap that comes up to your wrist and straps around your wrist. It's your suitcase. You've been carrying it. Even when you're not aware, you're dragging it behind you. Well, it's time to let go of it. Now, in this suitcase are all of this energy. It's all of this energy of judgment, energy of self-judgment, self-criticism, also energy of self-dislike. And we would even say some self-hate in there. So what we're going to do is we're going to disconnect from this suitcase. So we want you to notice in front of you is a beautiful, gorgeous pair of golden scissors. Big scissors. We want you to imagine reaching out and grabbing these scissors and then reaching down and taking these gorgeous scissors, golden scissors, they're radiating golden light, and just snipping that strap from your wrist. And now your suitcase is free, is no longer connected to you. And we want you to look at the suitcase. We want you to send it love. We want you to thank it for all of the ways that it has served you throughout your life. You want to thank all of the things that you packed in that suitcase so carefully. And you want to say, communicate lovingly to it, thank you for everything that you've done, for everything that you've been for me. I am now free of you. I no longer need you in my life. You've served your purpose. Goodbye. And then just give that suitcase a shove, and it will float right off into the energy, into the space of this gorgeous archway. So now breathe in the new energy, the free energy, the energy disconnected from the suitcase, the energy of the archway. Let it fill you, and feel how good it feels to no longer have this thing hooked to your wrist. And now step back out from the arch, through the archway, and open your eyes. And how do you feel?
Lighter, more spacious.
Good.
My headache's gone, too.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, so now what I want you to do is use the Eclipse Portal to restructure you and restructure how you show up in situations and restructure wherever you might have in the past shown up critical. Because remember, the Eclipse Portal has got the restructuring energy. So you're going to have to, you pretty much have taken apart what the way that you have been being by releasing that suitcase. You may notice that there's a little bit more taking apart to happen, but call upon the Eclipse Portal to restructure it and follow the intuitive guidance. Remember, how you're going to know how to build the new structure is you're going to be intuitively guided. So connect to your solar plexus and your heart center and feel there. Sometimes it's helpful to actually take your hand and put it right there on your solar plexus, because where we touch our bodies is where our attention goes. So if you notice that you're in your head, you're thinking a lot, you're trying to analyze things, as soon as you notice, just stop and just touch that solar plexus. You can also touch over your heart. Just close your eyes and just breathe. And just see what comes. Without judgment, just see what comes. So you have a lot of time to play with this and a lot of opportunity. The eclipse portal is going to be open. This eclipse portals are open for 6 months. But they're very, very powerful for the next, 3-4 weeks. So have fun. Remember, that's the key. Have fun. Don't get serious. So, have fun.
So when you talk about restructuring it, you're just saying, like, the new way of being, you mean?
Yes. It's a new way of being. That's what it will feel like and look like to you.
Okay.
Energetically, if you were to see the energy and the energy wavelengths, it's actually a restructuring. But because you're not looking at it energetically, you're looking at the manifestation of the energy, yes, that's what it will feel like and show up like. And remember, the most important thing is to have fun and also to be forgiving. If you notice that you do something that is more in line with your old way of being, this old thinking,
yeah.
Forgive yourself. Just say, oops. Really, it's not a big deal. Just, oops. It's just an energy habit. But know that you have cut that free and you can make new choices. So just make light of it. If you start beating yourself up, if you start judging yourself, you make it heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy energy is very attaching. So you can just attach it right back to you. So you don't want to do that. You want to keep it light. You want to keep it moving. Light energy is flowing energy. So you want it to be light. So feel just okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So how do you feel now?
Thank you so much, Beth.
I feel good. I feel good, and I really, really appreciate the both of you. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
Much love to you. Thanks, Beth. Beautiful. Okay, let's go
to... Yeah, I hope everyone did that with us.
I think they did. Okay, let's go to Charleston, South Carolina, 3986. Charleston, South Carolina, you're on live.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, this is Renata. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you both.
What is your name?
Thank you. Renata.
Vanessa?
R-E-N-A-T-A. Yeah, Renata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you for this beautiful process. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're welcome. What is it that you want to look at?
I would like to release whatever is causing me when I do process like we just did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so much pain in my between my shoulder blades, in the heart chakra, in the back, in my neck, in my lower back, most of the spine.
Okay.
And anytime when I try to like connect with the source, because I'm everything you said prior to this exercise you just did, that's what I'm working on, you know, to be able to connect with my higher self,
mm-hmm.
understanding that we are part of the divinity or God or however you're going to name it.
Okay.
And so when I work on this, I feel this pain. Even like I bought your program and I'm listening to it, I just keep feeling this pain, you know, and then I'm really stiff when I do that. So whatever is causing it, I don't need it anymore. It's just something from the past, and I would just love to let it go.
Okay, so you are feeling, just want to make sure that we're understanding this correctly here. You are feeling a physical pain, yes?
Yes.
Actual physical pain in your body when you try to connect, or you do a process that is a connecting process. When you seek to raise your frequency and connect to source in this way. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're not going to evaluate the pain. There's no point in that. So we're not going to try and figure out what the pain is, why the pain is, or whatever.
Exactly.
We're just going to use the eclipse arch to release the pain. Now, this is going to be a little bit different because we're not going to be using a suitcase for this. We're going to be using an article of clothing. So, because the pain is draping over your shoulders, your neck, and your upper back, and it's a very tight. It's as if you put on some clothing when you were about 8 years old, like a sweater or something. And you never took it off. And you grew. And you grew. And you got bigger. And this thing is like there. It's like it stretched a little, but it's really not stretching much. And it is like choking you. It's just uncomfortable. And it's too tight. And it's constricting you and constricting your energy. So we're going to use the eclipse archway to take it off. So we want you to close your eyes, and we want you to imagine and see this beautiful, and if you feel this discomfort and this pain, don't resist it. Acknowledge it. Just say, oh, you're there again. Okay. You might even talk to it and say, hello, pain. I know you. You show up all the time. But we don't want you to resist it, because when you resist it, you make it more. Don't judge it as wrong. Don't judge it as bad. It just is. So close your eyes and see this gorgeous, huge, golden arch in front of you. Beautiful, sparkling, twinkling, radiant, golden energy. And within this golden energy arch is the beautiful violet rays zooming around. They're having so much fun just zooming all over the place within the golden arch. Now, imagine yourself, or physically, step forward through this archway into the space beyond the arch, where it's beautifully brilliant, white, light, bright, bright energy. And within the space around you, in this bright white energy, is golden, twinkling sparkles, like little stars. They're just everywhere, all around you. They come up, they touch you, they're full of love. They're nurturing, they come up, they kiss you, they're everywhere, and they're light, and they're sparkly, and they're fun. And every time you see one, you want to smile really, really big. And you feel your heart smiling, too, when you see them. And you also see around you the beautiful vortexes. They're beautifully slow-spinning vortexes within this space. And they're a little bit more golden than the white light. That's how you can see them. We're going to go into one of the vortexes. So imagine yourself walking over to the vortex. So this vortex, which is probably about 3 times as big as your physical size, is right there in front of you. Reach your hand out into the vortex, and you'll see that the energy is not hurting, it's not hard, it's not discomforting or anything. It just kind of feels like it's tickling. And now walk forward into the center of the vortex. So now the vortex is swirling around you. Slowly, this is not a violent vortex, it's a beautiful, gentle, love-filled, light, gorgeous vortex flowing all around you. And as you stand within this vortex center, it's peaceful and serene. You're right there in the, quote, eye of the vortex. And in this eye, you notice that there is a beautiful being. It's a golden being of light. And this golden being is standing right in front of you and smiling at you. And you feel yourself just wanting to smile at the golden being. And the golden being is pointing to your shoulders and pointing to your neck and pointing to something that is there. And you know that there's something there because you feel all of this constriction and this pain and this discomfort. And the golden being reaches out its hand and then it reaches out its other hand, and it kind of looks at you in a way to say, may it help, may it support you. And you just send it a loving yes. And the golden being reaches over to you and removes something from your shoulders, your back, and your neck. It almost feels like they've taken off this article of clothing that was way too tight that was on you. They just slip it off. And then it just dissolves into energy as they've removed it. Now the energy is flowing. Flowing in your neck. It's flowing in your back. It's flowing across your shoulders. You can feel it. And you can feel this warmth and this tingling. It's like the blood is coming back to an area that was choked off. But this is energy, energy blood flowing, filling this area up with warmth and tingling and energy. And it feels really, really good. It actually feels warm. And you can feel this part of you opening up for the first time, maybe ever. And you realize that right there, in this that part of you that was so choked off, is a very powerful center. And you allow this center to just radiate. You allow it to vibrate. And you allow it to just fill you with this powerful energy. And soon the energy that is flowing through your neck, your shoulders, your upper back is filling all of your body. And all of your body is filled with this powerful, gorgeous, high vibration feeling. Now, step right back out of this vortex, thanking this golden being of light. And you're back into the archway. And now step back out through the archway. And you're back into your space. And notice how you feel. So how do you feel?
Something definitely shifted. The pain changed. It's less intense in the neck and the shoulders. I feel it more like it shifted more down. It's more localized. But the upper part definitely feels lighter.
Okay. So it's like moved. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It moves.
All right. So what we recommend you do is we recommend that you do this same process again for the new area.
Okay.
So if it shifted downward in your back, you're going to do the same thing again. Go in through the archway. Into the vortex, greet the golden light being, let the golden light being remove this from you, feel it removed, feel the energy flowing to the area, and then step back out. And when you release this, when the golden light being release takes this from you, allow yourself to feel love for it. Feel love for whatever is being removed. That will help also. And even now as you feel this, feel love. Send love to this area. Send love to the discomfort. Send love to the pain. Pain feels like pain because there's a lot of resistance there. When we feel pain, we get tense. Our bodies tense. We tense in that area because we're resisting it. It's like we want to push it away. And the more that we do that, the more it intensifies. So if you can embrace it, love it, you'll notice that it lessens and dissolves. It might even just go away by loving it.
Mm-hmm.
So try all of these things.
Thank you so much. When you say you're loving it, what I usually do, it's like I feel like I don't know how to feel love, but I go intentionally like in my heart area, and I focus on my heart, and I'm kind of saying, imagining that whatever I'm sending, it's coming from that area.
Okay. Why do you say you don't know how to feel love?
I don't know, there's just so much fear and anger and these vibrations,
okay.
You know, what I'm working on letting go.
Do you have a pet?
No.
Okay. Do you have flowers? Have you ever had
yes.
flowers? Okay.
Yes.
When you've had the flowers, have you really thought that they're beautiful and amazing?
Yes.
And have you felt the energy
gratitude.
From them? Uh-huh. And when you were looking at them, did you literally feel like you were loving them and they were loving you back?
I just feel more the joy and appreciation of the beauty.
Okay.
They,
look,
they
as,
are.
As you live your life
mm-hmm.
and you go through your moments, look to
mm-hmm.
see where you can tune into love. The love frequency is always there with you and within you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of being aware of it. So you
mm-hmm.
might have pushed this frequency away. You might have,
mm-hmm.
through something in your life, you may have made a decision, oh, no, it's too painful to love. So not only do you feel emotional pain, you may also now manifest it as physical pain. So in
mm-hmm.
re-embracing love and allowing love as an energy, love is a force, it's a creative force,
mm-hmm.
and by re-embracing and allowing it to be okay with you, you will also dissolve all of this resistance, all of this stuff that you built up in order to keep
mm-hmm.
love away.
Yeah.
Now, when we say love is a force, when you want to create something, you focus your attention and awareness on it. That's loving. When you love a person, a being, a thing, you are focusing your attention and awareness on it, and you're beaming this energy from you. It just feels so good. So we would recommend that you practice looking for love in every moment, because it's always there. And make it
mm-hmm.
playful. Make it fun and playful. Don't make it like a big, heavy thing to do. Just make it fun. And just ask yourself as you go through your day, where is the love in this? Where's the love right now? Where's the love in me? Where's the love in space around me? And just see what you get. Don't make it like you have to get a particular thing. It has to come as a particular type of answer. Just ask the question, be curious, and see what you get. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'll be playing with it. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Amy, let's do this now. Let's go ahead and share with everyone what you've put together. We'll get you some more questions. I know you also have something else you want to share with us. But right now, let's show people how they can, you know, work with you through some of your work and your offering. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, go ahead and click the orange button underneath Amy's photograph. It'll say offer. And then if you're not on the webinar page, you can go ahead and type in WOTA Summit. That's WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. WOTASummit.com/Amy. Everything's lowercase. WOTASummit.com/Amy. And you can follow along as Amy takes us through her incredible offer. So, Amy, if you wouldn't mind, tell people
what
they
can get. No, that's fine. That's fine. And there's some
really
special things happening with this offer. There's a really, really big opportunity right now. And so I'm going to share about that, too. But I'm going to start at the beginning. This offer is – everything within this offer is channeled. It's channeled from source. I didn't sit there and try to figure out what it was. I didn't make it up. I received it. It all came through me. A lot of it is spoken directly by the collective. And just now, that was the collective speaking. The collective, I channel the collective in two ways. I channel the collective as a blended being, which means I'm present, and I may be speaking as myself, receiving from them and speaking it. Or I channel the collective as purely the collective, and I'm not present. I can slip back and forth into any of these vibrations at any moment. So right now, I'm me. So the first thing here is a gorgeous It's a meditation. It's the crystalline grid, living love connection meditation. And this is actually, it's a connection process meditation. It's an altered state. It takes you into an altered state and then connects you as to the crystalline light grid. It takes you right into your light body, so you become a light being, and then you are connected to, well, you're really not connected to, you are become aware of your already existing place, connection in the crystalline light grid. It is so powerful because you also realize and see everybody else there with you as part of this light grid, and you realize that the crystalline grid is not something that's separate from you, it's something that you are. And then you can use this grid for communication, to set intentions, to receive. It's amazing. Telepathy happens through the crystalline light grid. So very, very powerful. And you'll find yourself really feeling the your oneness with everything and everyone and all that exists. Very conscious expansion, expanding. And the next thing is a beautiful program called Unlimited and Abundant. And this program is super important because human beings, for some reason, are completely taught that they are not unlimited and not abundant or infinitely abundant. They might feel abundant, but they are not feeling infinitely abundant, and they certainly don't feel unlimited. They feel limited. They feel confined to a physical body. They feel limited by time and space, and none of that's true. What this program does is it takes you into, it teaches you, for one, how you learned that you're not unlimited and abundant, and then it takes you into this powerful space where you experience yourself without a doubt as an unlimited, vast being, unlimited with everything there, all, everything that you could possibly desire, abundant beyond something that you mentally can even think of or conceive of. It is an incredible, incredible feeling. And most people want. They want more. They want to experience more. And this wanting comes from not being able to or not knowing this unlimited, abundant you. So as you experience this, your vibration soars to huge new levels and heights, and you are feeling so much gratitude, so much appreciation for everything, and you see all of this possibility all around you that you weren't able to see before. It's extremely powerful, extremely powerful. The next program is called Living from the Heart as Love. And this is such an important program because even today, even now, even though everybody, especially everybody on this call and everyone who will be listening to it later, is very aware, okay, living from the heart. I want to be living from my heart. I know I don't want to be living from my mind. So we know that, but we're still living from our minds. It's not going to really serve us the way we want. So what this program does is it's a very experiential program. Again, it's the collective. They share lots of wonderful things with you, and then they take you into a beautiful experience, an expansive experience that is so powerful and so beautiful, where you go into the space of the heart, and you are not just living from your heart, you are your heart. So here you are, your heart space, at you, the heart. And you just beam this energy everywhere, and it is just so powerful and so gorgeous and so amazingly expansive. People have said that it's brought them to tears with just the joy, the expansion, the gorgeous feelings. So very, very powerful program. And all of these experiential programs, they're all experiential. What they do is they actually make this a real experience. So the collective share wisdom and insight with you, and then with these experiential, guided, altered state meditative journeys, what they're doing is they're making this experience real for you. It's the difference between being told what a beautiful piece of chocolate cake tastes like and tasting the cake. Once you've tasted it, you'll never forget it. So once you've experienced these frequencies, experienced these new expanded awarenesses and new vibrational levels, you don't forget it. They become a part of your cellular memory. It's very, very powerful. The next thing is something that works very similar to tail wagging. It's the collective instant joy process. This is a beautiful, very light-filled, sunshiny, 9-minute meditation. But it's not a meditation you have to sit really still for. It's a meditation you could even do standing up. You can do however you want. But it's great to do in the beginning of your day because it sets your whole day from this place and this vibration of joy. It totally opens you up to joy. It brings this joy beam right into you and plants it there for the whole day. It's really amazing. And amazing things happen when you are holding the vibration of joy. Now, the next thing that's on here and part of this offer are powerful high-frequency living energy MP3s. Now, these are energy transmissions. You're taken, each one takes you into a deep altered state vibration. So you're in a deep altered state space, and then you are beamed this powerful energy with activate, which is then activated. So the energy is beamed to you and then activated in several areas. Each one only focuses on one or two particular areas. So they're very specific. The areas are, there's 8 of them. There's prosperity and abundance. This is one. The next one is well-being and optimal health. The next is optimized relationships. The one after that is called career and business success. After that, no stress, relax and regenerate. And then the last one is increasing your vibration from 3D to 5D. And each one is very specific with the energy on doing what it is saying it's doing. So very beautiful, very powerful. They feel wonderful. These light-encoded energy transmissions feel great. All right. Now we have some special bonuses. And this one is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right now. We have the super powerful 5D, it's actually a 5D through 11D, multidimensional money Reiki healing session. Now, it does much more than money Reiki. It has expanded to really be life Reiki. It completely transforms every aspect of your being and your life. This energy is so powerful. And why this is such a special opportunity right now is because the July MMR, that's what I call them, the MMRs, the July MMR is on July 27th, 28th, depending on where you are in the world, and that is the day of the longest total lunar eclipse in the 21st century. There is only one longest total eclipse in the 21st century, and this MMR, our MMR, is on it. So can you, and it's also a full moon, so you've got the full moon energy too. So can you imagine, just imagine how amazingly huge and powerful the energy of this session is going to be. It's going to be channeling and focusing all of this energy through this amazing, unique eclipse. And so you're going to be, you're going to be right smack in the middle of an amazing eclipse portal, receiving in a way that, and I mean, I don't even have the words. This is no words to describe.
Yeah. So that's a live group.
Live. This is a live group session.
Okay.
And it is really, truly a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Unless you plan on living to maybe 200, 250 years old, but who knows, if I probably will not be transmitting these MMRs then.
You know.
So it's really a once-in-a-lifetime and once-in-a-century opportunity right now. So I encourage everyone to take advantage of that big time, big time. Now,
and then that is special, right now.
That's not happening any other time. Just want you to know that is right now. What were you going to say,
Ian? The 27th and 28th.
It depends on where people are in the world. Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be next Friday and Saturday. So it's decision time. So don't wait. If you're feeling that you want to take advantage of that opportunity for that that eclipse energy, that once in the century eclipse energy, then jump on this for sure. Amy will take you through that.
Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, there will always be an MMR included in this package. Just want everyone to know that. Just after the 27th and 28th, you will not have the opportunity to be in that one. There's then the August one. So that's a different energy. So this is really the opportunity to be in this one right now. And I also want to add this. It's really feeling like it's going to be Friday. I wasn't sure if it was tomorrow or Friday. I am going to be transmitting an MMR booster energy session. This is a booster that kind of boosts the energy of the MMRs between the MMRs. So this is between
what's the MMR?
Yes, it's between the last month's MMR and the upcoming one. This is going to be preparing everyone. It's going to be tuning in and tapping into and transmitting the eclipse energy and preparing everyone for the big MMR next week. You will receive this. You will be in this as a bonus. Each MMR has a booster. So if you don't register in the next 2 days for this package, you don't get this package then you will just receive the MMR on the 27th and 28th and the one and the booster that's in August. If you get the package in the next couple of days, that would be today, tomorrow, and Friday, because it'll probably be a transmission Friday evening, I'm feeling. I'm not tuned on an exact time yet. And then you will receive this bonus. You will receive this MMR booster this week, the powerful once-in-a-lifetime MMR next Friday, Saturday, and the MMR booster in August. So that's an extra MMR booster.
Amy, what is an MMR?
Multidimensional Money Reiki session.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
the reason, this is a 5D through 11D session. Actually, sometimes it goes higher than 11D. I will expect that the one next week is going to be higher than just the 11th dimension. This is going to be beyond. I can't conceive of the power and the dimensionality of next week's session. I've never transmitted one like this. So we're in for a huge, light-filled, amazingly exciting session next week. Huge.
So everything will be accelerated and compounded with this eclipse energy. So if someone's on the fence and go, well, I'm not too sure, just what are some of the ways that the energy will be heightened in terms of how that's going to manifest in people's lives?
Wow. Okay, that's a good question. Let's just say that this energy in this MMR is going to be blasting things open in a way, and blasting might be too strong of a word. It's not going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be very powerful. It'll be opening things in your life in a way that have not been opened before. You will be all of a sudden aware of possibilities and opportunities that you couldn't see before. You will be vibrating in a frequency that is so high, you will be attracting things to you. You'll be experiencing miracles way more than you may be experiencing currently. You will be able to think of something, decide you want it, maybe go into a store, and there it is. So, I do this all the time. It's so much fun. I'll just say, oh, I think I want this, or I'll just say I want something, and then it will then show up for me, like later that day. So all of these things will be really amplified. This energy is so powerful. Anything is possible with this energy. Things are going to be cleared from you. This is a very clearing energy. Remember, eclipse energy is very clearing. There's another process that we're going to do real quickly with the collective to really clear things out. Eclipse energy, very clearing, very releasing. This amplified eclipse energy, right smack in the middle of a total lunar eclipse, is going to be very releasing. Stuff is just going to be taken, well, taken is just too strong of a word, released from you. You're going to find yourself just no longer having stuff stuck to you. You're going to feel lighter, freer, stronger, empowered, glowing, radiant, attractive to what you want. I mean, all these words don't even adequately convey the possibility and the potential of this session.
Hmm. And then for people who buy before Friday, they'll also get the other booster session that's going to be taking place on Friday, Saturday. Okay.
Yes, they could actually buy on Friday day. The session will be Friday evening Eastern time. So translate that to wherever you are. So actually,
okay,
earlier in the day, like before late afternoon West Coast time, and then Europe just translates it to wherever they are and east of there. So there's one more good thing on here, though, I haven't gotten to yet. There's still more in this package, and that is the gorgeous, which I have been flowing. I forgot to call attention to them during this call, but anyone that's familiar with them has probably recognized them. That is the gorgeous, amazing, sparkly, very high-frequency, uplifting, crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. These are gorgeous frequencies, uplifting. They're subtle. They're soft. They're very joy-filled. They are fun-bundant. When I received these frequencies and the ability to be transmitting and activating these frequencies for people, I received this word, brand new word, fun-bundance, and fun-bundant. Mm-hmm. And that is the energy of the starlight frequencies, the starlight rainbow frequencies. Now, what they're kind of like is taking a big white fluffy cloud, putting it under your butt, and carrying you around on a cloud all day long. Everything is just smoother. It's easier. Stuff happens, but you rise above it because you're on the little fluffy cloud. It's amazing. Your pets are automatically included. These frequencies clear your environment and your space. So if there's negativity in your space, negative vortexes or anything, they get cleared. You get your home and your space is infused with positive, high-frequency, gorgeous rainbow frequencies. These frequencies activate your rainbow body. This is your macabre body. Your aura. For people that can see auras, they'll look at you and they'll notice your aura is filled with rainbow energy. These are amazing frequencies. They're very subtle, again. So it's not like you're getting an energy transmission 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they flow continuously. That would be too much. It would be overwhelming. They're very light. They're very in the background. But you'll notice you just feel better. Things just kind of flow smoother. And if you look at your animals, you can really see differences in them. So you will get, with this package, 30 days of these beautiful, gorgeous frequencies. They're very powerful, very beautiful. And these frequencies will help you through this eclipse cycle and help you with all of the things that you want to do, releasing stuff, using the eclipse arch to, you know, get rid of and free yourself from your suitcase of stuff, all of this stuff. So that is also part of this package. So there's a lot in this package. A lot.
Beautiful. Yeah, I can see that. So that's all available in package one, which, by the way, everyone, we are splitting. You can split the payment if you do like that. But please note that because the energy is instantly available, you have to know that these packages are non-refundable. And, you know, we don't have
a community that refunds. I mean, it's so rare. And I know all of you really take these purchases very seriously because they're part of your development and your growth. And you do feel into the packages. And sometimes there's just something that doesn't resonate, very, very infrequently. But I just wanted to make a note that these are not refundable. So just keep that in mind. But
well,
there's
once,
also
once
another option.
Once someone has decided and makes the choice to go for the package, they already are receiving the benefits of the energy,
right,
since so much of it is energetic. And
right,
the programs are instantly downloadable. And the recommendation is that you don't rush through these programs. Each program should be listened to with your full attention. Create a sacred space, and then with your full attention, not while you're doing something else, immerse yourself with the program. Do not try to do a program one day and then another the next day. Sit with what has happened, what you've received from each program for at least a week. Some people like to stay with one program and just allow it to just work its magic within them for several weeks before they take on another. There is no time period you have to get these done in. One does not mean you don't have to do another to get the benefits of, you know, another one. So take your time, but you absolutely must be 100% present with the programs as you do them. And then magic happens. All I could say, just let the magic
puffy
happen.
Puffy clouds happen. Puffy clouds happen. So that's available for $133, and for only $16 more, it sounds terrible, but literally for only $16 more. You know, I didn't want to sound like a infomercial, but literally
you sound like an infomercial.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
you get something amazing for, as Ian says, only $16 more, and that is a personal, just for you, 30-minute energy transmission session with me. And this session is designed for you. This is energy, multidimensional frequencies, energy, and activations to focus on two specific areas that you either want to shift, release, or improve in your life. Now, we'll correspond back and forth and work out what these two areas are that you want to focus on. Why only two areas is because it's very focused energy. If you just kind of say, well, I just want to focus on 10 things, it's too many things. The other choice is you can ask for just a general overall improvement in your life. That won't be focusing on any specific areas, just a general improvement. So it's your choice. You get to tell me what will serve you best. And then we schedule this session for you, and then we happen. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we do happen too. So anyway, this is a specialized energy transmission tuned to you, to benefit you in specific areas that you choose.
Okay, so an example might be if I want to be able to see the divine in all beings around me, or if I want to improve my relationship with my soulmate, or something like that, or I want to be better at receiving my own self-love. Something like that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Those are all fine. It can even be something as focused as I want to receive a new opportunity in my career. I want to experience career and business expansion. I mean, it doesn't have to be something a spiritual thing. It can be anything.
Okay.
It can be if you have a pain in your body, if you have if you're experiencing some kind of limitation with your physical body or an unwellness, it can be focusing on releasing that. So it's really whatever you want.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful. So two specific areas or something general, but to have that level of attention and energy transmission from Amy at that price is pretty amazing. So I won't say it again. It didn't sound right, but really, I mean, it's really amazing. It's an offer. And you know what, everyone?
He's speechless.
Yeah,
he
can't
even say it.
when Amy said that this is what we're going to make it available for, I literally was like, what? That's incredible. You know, but this was downloaded to Amy. Just like, you know, we don't come up with the pricing. And the same thing for Amy. This was downloaded to Amy. This was the right amount to offer it for. And
exactly.
It's really, really a tremendous offering, Amy. So thank you so much, because I know that, you know, I have an energy worker as a beloved, and I know the amount of energy that it takes to work with people one-on-one. And it's a tremendous, tremendous offering, and making yourself available to be of service to, gosh, who knows how many people are going to take you up on this and receive that energy transmission. So, you know, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
I think on behalf of the community, I also want to say thank you. We want to acknowledge you for making yourself available really as a vessel of light and of love and of service.
It's my pleasure.
So, yeah. Beautiful.
It's my pleasure.
Well, that was wonderful. So everyone, just keep in mind, if you joined a little later, that you want to get this before next Friday for sure.
Yes.
Because you want to take advantage of that that multidimensional money Reiki healing call to capitalize on the energy that are available.
So it's not a call, it's an energy. This is a group energy transmission.
Yes.
It's very powerful.
Okay.
And it's best if they get it before Friday, because they have to be set up into it. I've got to, you know, register them into it, set everything up.
Yeah.
So it's better not to do that at the very last minute.
Right. And, of course, by this Friday, there's that additional one as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good.
And you know what?
So I did
if they go to the page... I've infused the page with particular energies. You can, if you go to my offer page, you will feel the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies flowing. But then as you look at this MMR session and you're reading about it, you will actually feel something opening there. And you will be able to get a sense of the power of this particular session, this eclipse once-in-a-lifetime session. Now, that's not written on the page. Because it's once next Friday passes, it's no longer available. So, but you will feel the energy of it. Just go feel it, and just close your eyes and just breathe it in, and you'll feel. Mm. You'll get a little taste of the power and the potential here. It's big.
Beautiful. So I'm going to do. I want to take a web question, and then I want to take another live question, and then you have. Another transmission for us, right?
Yes. It's a little beautiful process, yes, that the collective want to do.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to experience that. So everyone, I know we're going a little long, and there's a lot of you on the call still. This has been a wonderful, wonderful call. I always want to go to the web to honor at least a couple of people who've taken the time to put their questions in. So... I'm going to ask that you could connect in with Lauren from Sherwood, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And she says, "Hi, Amy. I've been clearing and releasing a lot, and I'm truly working on stepping into my beautiful divine gifts from Source. However, I'm still feeling blocks on my fourth dimensional bodies, and I'm trying to pinpoint that. Can you please help me? You know, pinpoint where her blocks are. Are you able to help her with that?"
Yes. Where her blocks are is where she thinks her blocks are. And this is important that she realizes that. It's very important, Lauren, to shift your focus from looking for your blocks to embracing the opening, embracing the vibration of your fourth dimensional body. This is very, very important, because you get what you focus on. So as you're looking for your blocks, you're trying to figure out where they are so you can release them. You're experiencing them more and more. You're feeling them more and more. So what I want you to do is I want you to use the eclipse arch. And I want you to visualize this gorgeous, golden, beautiful, sparkly, golden light arch, huge, over you. And it's filled with violet rays. Remember the zooming around, playful violet ray lights, all zooming around in there. I want you to walk through that archway into this field, this space, a brilliant, brilliant white light, so bright, with the golden sparkles in that space. It's little twinkling, golden, sparkly lights everywhere, like little stars just sparkling and twinkling and dancing. Again, very fun, playful energy. And all over around, you will see the beautiful vortexes, which have a slightly golden color, spinning slowly. But to do this, you don't need to be in the vortexes. You're just going to be in the energy of the arch. What I want you to do is I want you to imagine all of these, what you're calling blocks, these areas that you feel blocked in, these blocks, whether they're in your awareness, they're not in your awareness, whatever. They're in your suitcase of stuff. So you've got a nice, beautifully packed suitcase that you've been loading up all your life with stuff, and everything's packed in there beautifully and nicely. And it's connected to your wrist with a strap. Well, we're going to disconnect that suitcase with love, and I want you to notice the golden scissors in front of you. I want you, the golden scissors are golden light, loving golden light. And you're going to take these golden scissors of love, and you're going to snip that suitcase free from your wrist. And then you're going to, like, bend down and with love, thank the suitcase, thank everything in the suitcase, and you're just going to give it a shove off, and it's going to vanish off into the light and the space of the arch. And with that, all of your blocks will go. Now, you can do this process over and over. You can repeat it. You may find that some of your blocks release. You feel a little bit less blocked after doing it once. So you do it again. The only reason that your blocks may not feel that they're released or may take more than one time is because you have been focused on them. You're still focusing on them. You have to focus on them to check for them. So what you want to do is, as you do this process and send that suitcase off lovingly into the white light, I want you to breathe in the white light. Feel yourself clean. Feel yourself pure. Feel yourself filled with this divine white light, free of any blocks. Don't look for the blocks. Just feel the light filling you, cleansing you, purifying you. Breathe it in, and then step back out of the arch. And you can repeat this as often as you want. And just focus your attention on the feeling clean, the feeling good, the feeling of the divine pure light flowing through you, and not looking for the blocks. If you experience something in your life that you have attributed or connected with a block that you have defined, just say, oh, thank you for showing up and showing me that you still are present, that I still have an attachment to you. And that information now you can take with you through the arch and release another suitcase. So no matter what you experience, experience it with joy and enthusiasm and gratitude. And your blocks will go. They will just disappear. They will be vanished, and you will find that you are feeling freer, stronger, more powerful, more light filled. And that's it.
Beautiful.
So if you can, let us know how you feel. If you did that process as I was speaking it, let us know how you feel.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Amy. So if you would like to,
wherever you are, if you're on the web, just type in anything that comes to mind. If you feel inclined to share how what you've seen, what you feel around these processes that Amy's taken us through, we'd really appreciate that. So here is Tammy from Fairfield, and I can say that I can see this quite clearly because Tammy's job is ending in 2 days. And so I think if anyone needs to take advantage of the powerful energy, supportive energy that's available, Tammy might be the one. So she says, my job is ending in 2 days. What do you and the collective see for me as the next door opens?
Oh, Tammy, this is so wonderful. Okay. So, wow. All right, I'm smiling really, really big because, well, first, the collective are telling me we are not going to tell you specifics because you have a sticky mind. And if we tell you something specific, you will eliminate any possibilities that don't conform to what we say. So what we're going to tell you is that the next opportunity that you will be stepping into will be one that fills your heart with joy, where you will be feeling super fulfilled, where you will be feeling super light-filled. You will be feeling your bigness, your power. You're going to be feeling so, just wonderful, empowered, and just joyful. And it will be an opportunity in which you are able to contribute to people in a way that makes your heart sing. You'll actually feel the joy and receive back from what you are doing. Now, what is it going to look like? It can look like anything that you want it to look like. But what we invite you to do is to not focus on what it's going to look like, but focus on what it's going to feel like and how you are going to feel as you are doing this, as you are living this opportunity, as you are expressing it, as you are stepping into it. So that is very, very important. We invite you to use the eclipse energy. Go through the eclipse arch. Step in there. And as you're in the eclipse arch, well, we want you to go into one of the vortexes. Step into the vortex. Remember to step into the vortex. You just kind of reach your hand out. You feel that it's a beautiful, soft, gentle energy. Very inviting. And then you just step through into it, into the center. And as this beautiful vortex energy swirls around you, ask. Just ask. Ask for the pathways to be opened. Ask for the opportunities to become clear to you. Ask to be inspired and to be intuitively guided to the steps that you should take to bring your perfect opportunity into your life. So we understand that around this feeling of your job ending in 2 days is energy of worry and concern. We want you to go into the eclipse arch and release that energy. There's no need to feel that because something so much more amazing is there for you. So we want you to release any vibrations and energy that is not energy of excitement and enthusiasm, curiosity as to what's next. And we want you to be guided with your heart, not your mind. Your mind is going to be judgmental, as all minds are, and critical. Your mind is going to say things to you that are not necessarily encouraging. So if your mind is talking and saying things that are not making you feel super good, just say, thank you for sharing, mind. I really appreciate it, but I've got this handled. And you can say that to your mind as often as you want, and you know what? Every time you say that to your mind, thank you for sharing, with love and appreciation, your mind shuts up. Why? Because your mind's not used to you doing that. It doesn't expect you to react with this loving appreciation when it's yakking at you. It expects you to feel afraid and fearful and listen to it and believe what it says. So when you surprise it and shock it like that, it gets quiet. Try it. It's pretty amazing. So there's a lot of exciting things right around the corner for you. Not even around the corner. Actually, it's right in front of you. So what you want to do is you want to get your vibration as a match to all this great stuff that's there for you. So be excited. Be excited that you're leaving one place, that you're closing a door behind you, because you have actually five amazing doors to choose from in front of you. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank
Celebrate.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, beautiful. Thank you for being of such great service. Amy, I think because of time, let's move on to that process now, because you said it might take however long it takes. So whatever comes through.
I have been communicating that we need to do the shortest possible thing. So this is going to be done by the collective. So their version of time and our version of time are a little different. They actually don't deal with time. So we'll just see. But hopefully they got the message, and it won't take too long. So what I want everyone to do is get into a relaxed position. The collective want you to feel comfortable in your body. So if you want to lie down, you can lie down. If you want to sit, you can sit. We're going to be doing something with the eclipse energy. We haven't done it yet. It's going to be something different. It's a little process. Again, something that you can also do on your own. So as we do it, you'll learn it, and then you can do it again. So close your eyes and relax. We want you to focus on your feet. And what we want you to do is we want you to imagine a beautiful light flowing up, up, up your body, up through from your feet, through your legs. As this light flows up slowly, it is relaxing every muscle fiber in your legs. And it's flowing up, up, up through your hips into your trunk. And as it flows up, it is relaxing every muscle fiber, every organ, everything, lower back, all around the spine, relaxed and soft. And this white light keeps flowing up, up, up. It's flowing all the way up to the top of your chest, up to your shoulders, flowing down your arms, relaxing every fiber. Every cell is relaxing and smiling. You could see your cells now, they're all grinning. And let this beautiful light flow up your neck, up, 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 up into your head, filling your head space with this beautiful light, relaxing everything, all the muscles on your face relax, your mind relax, just letting go. And this beautiful light now comes out your crown, and it comes out and like a fountain, flows over you and around you. And you are immersed and surrounded in this beautiful bubble of white light. Now we're going to have you breathe in some beautiful divine light and fill yourself up with light even further. So imagine you're breathing in from your crown, beautiful divine white light breath, and flow this light, this breath, down, down, down through each chakra point, right through the center of you, down to your lower abdominal area, where it swirls ever so gently in a beautiful vortex of light, slow swirling vortex. It doesn't matter what direction it swirls in. And as it swirls, this light overflows the vortex, and now it flows down into your legs, filling your legs with even more light, flows up through your trunk, up to your shoulders, down your arms, filling your arms and your trunk and every organ with so much light, glowing, radiant, up your neck into your head, filling your head with even more light. And when you want to exhale your breath, you bring it up this imaginary front channel and out your mouth, but you leave all of the light in your body. And we want you to continue to breathe this magical, beautiful light. Feel it flowing in through the top of your head, all the way down, 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 relaxing you even more, swirling in this beautiful vortex of light. And again, it overflows the vortex and fills every area of your body, every cell of your body, everywhere, illuminated, glowing, twinkling and sparkling. And when you want to exhale, you bring this breath up the front channel, exhale through your mouth, leaving all of the light in your body. Now we want you to bring your awareness down into your body. We want you to, we're going to take you into the space of your heart, because in the space of your heart is a beautiful room, and we're going to go into that room. So bring your attention and your awareness into the space of your heart, and notice that you are sitting in this room, and this room is brilliantly lit. It's filled with light, and it's as if there are millions of doorways around this room. It's a round room, and there are millions of doorways all around you, except on the spot that you're sitting. Doorways next to you, doorways around, above you, underneath you. And as you look, all of these doorways open, and you can see out of these doorways into this brilliant light. It's a vastness. And this light is within you. And you notice that you can stand up and walk towards one of the doorways. It's like you're made of light. You can just float towards one of the doorways. And as you look out, you see all of these lit stars twinkling. It's like this infinite amount of stars. You've never seen so many in such a place. They're just all so close together, packed in. And you don't know what you're looking at. And then you realize that you're looking into your own body. Those stars are all of your cells. They're twinkling. They're filled with light, gorgeous, beautiful, divine light. And they're so happy and joyous that they appear to be twinkling and dancing and smiling. And as you watch them, you feel this giant smile expand on your face and on your heart, and you just feel that this song, just this energy, just seems to carry this song, this music, and you notice as you look at the cells, they all start to be dancing, and they're swaying and twinkling, and it's you notice that they're having a cell party. They're literally having a party. They're celebrating and enjoying themselves so much right there in your body. Now, you've never known that. You've never noticed them having such a party. So you feel so happy knowing that they're so happy having a party. And you just let them have their party. And now we're going to do something magical, because we're going to use this eclipse energy. And as we want you to sit back down in the center of your heart. And as you sit down, we want you to tune into a very, very powerful energy, this eclipse portal energy. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask it to clear out all of the things and energy that no longer serves us. We're going to ask it to wipe everything away. So as you sit there in the center of the brilliantly lit heart space, all of a sudden you notice something is moving across your field of vision. It's like you could say it's almost like a blind. It's kind of like this translucent blind that is being pulled across. And it's moving all the way across very slowly. And as it's pulled across, it's leaving behind it an area that is darker. It seems dimmer. The light is not so bright. And this just moves all the way across from one side of your awareness all the way slowly across to the other side. and then it vanishes. And where it had moved across, everything is a little dimmer. It seems like something was taken away. And now you notice that something is moving in from the same side that the other one exited. And this is another, we could say blind or something, screen that is moving across, except this one is brilliant. It is so bright white that you can hardly look at it, how bright it is. And this is slowly moving across from your one side of your awareness all the way across to the other side, bringing in this incredibly brilliant light, so bright that you cannot look at it, just so bright. And as that leaves, you are filled, your field of vision, your field of knowing, your field of feeling, your vibration is filled with this light that you are so bright that you can't even look at it. And as you feel this energy and this light flowing, you feel this joy flowing through the center of your being, all the way up into your heart space where you are sitting, and bursting outward in this gorgeous explosion of light. And here you are, sitting right in the middle of this explosion of light. And this light expands outward and continues to expand outward and outward and outward. And it doesn't stop. It just keeps expanding. And there you are, sitting there watching it go. And you're feeling yourself as this light, so big and so expanded. And you just allow yourself to drink it in and allow it to fill you. This feeling fills you. And now you're wondering, what's happening with the sail party? So let's take a look. So you allow yourself to flow towards one of the little doorways, and you look out, and you can't believe what you see. All of the cells that were so sparkling and twinkling are now looking like infinite rays of light. They're just so bright. They're like beaming out and beaming inward. They're beaming in all these directions, these rays of light, and they're still dancing, and they're still having fun, but they're so bright you can hardly look at them. And as you watch them having their parties and their fun so brilliantly lit, you can't help but be filled with this overwhelming feeling of appreciation and love and joy. You love yourselves so much, and you appreciate them. And you allow their little light beams to fill you with so much light. And now as you move back into the center of your heart space and sit back down, you can't help but notice this energy that is filling you. It's like the energy of this giant smile. You're filled with a giant smile. And you feel so happy and so filled with light. And you can't even put it into words. You're just flowing on this feeling that feels so magical and so expansive. And we want you to now breathe it all in. Breathe this feeling in. Breathe, 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 breathe it in. And lock it into yourselves. This feeling will never leave you. It is a part of you. It is you. This light, this expansiveness, this joy, it's like these waves of joy and light are flowing all the time. They will never leave you. All you need do to reconnect with them is to take your hand and place it over your heart center, close your eyes, and breathe. And you'll notice that a big smile grows upon your face and grows upon your heart center. And you will reconnect with this gorgeous energy within you. So now we want to bring you back into your body. So allow your consciousness and your awareness to flow out of your heart center and allow it to fill your body form, flowing all the way down your legs into your toes and all the way back up into your trunk. Feel yourself in your body. Feel all of your organs, feel them all working beautifully together in harmony, happy and joyful. Feel your consciousness flowing into your arms and your fingers, up your neck, into your head. Feel yourself in your body. And as you feel your body, we're going to count you up from 1 to 5 and into a beautiful space that you are in. And you're going to open your eyes into that space when we tell you to. So as we count you up from 1 into 2, you're feeling your consciousness in your body. You feel your body resting upon the surface that it is on. You feel the surface pressing up against you. You can feel the weight of your body. And 3, you can feel all of the blood pumping within your body and your organs so happily working. They're happy. They feel rejuvenated and healthy and joyful. 4, more aware of the energy within your body, more aware of this, the dimensionality of your body, and your body grounded upon the earth. 5, fully grounded upon the earth, connected through a gorgeous cord of electromagnetic energy to the heart of the earth. And now we're going to count you 1, 2, 3, open your eyes into the space that you are in, blink, look around, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and let us know how it looks. And how do you feel?
Light.
That is good. How does your space
light
look?
There's a connection. There's just a... It's difficult to explain. It just seems so... Everything's just present here with me.
It feels... Does it seem more bright, more expansive?
I think bright and expansive. There's a... Yeah, just there's a feeling of more of unity.
Okay.
I have a different relationship with the space right now.
Yeah.
There's a different relationship I have with it.
Do you feel a different relationship with your body and yourself?
Yeah, I think I do. I think, you know, cleaner.
Yeah.
But just lighter overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely an elevated sense of not quite bliss, but I feel that there's a, like there's dopamine or serotonin being released in my brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you had fun. You were watching all the cells having their parties, so you just kind of, how can you not be happy watching cells have parties, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got people feeling more vibrant, more alive, brighter space. Yeah.
Great.
Wonderful.
Great.
Beautiful.
Well, people can continue to write in and let you know how they're feeling and
everything. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, everyone, it's been a wonderful 2 hours. Of course, time has just compressed and there's been no sense of time. It just hasn't felt like 2 hours, but we've been together for 2 hours. We've had Amy share some incredible transmissions and messages from the collective. She's told you about her amazing offer, which was all those MP3s to help and assist in various parts of your life, all those high-frequency energy, the living MP3s, also the bonuses, the multi-dimensional money Reiki healing transmissions that are coming up really, really soon. And as a reminder, if you joined later, if you buy by this Friday, you'll get the first one. And if you buy by next Friday, you'll get the super, super powerful one, which will also include the
Well, they get
energy.
Both. If they buy before this Friday or buy this Friday, by about, say 5 or 6 p.m. No, actually, you should do it before then. Do it by about 1 p.m., noon or 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay, on this Friday, to make sure that you are set up for the frequency transmission this Friday. But next Friday is the once in a lifetime. It's once in the 21st century. It's the longest total lunar eclipse of the 21st century. And that is exactly the day on which this MMR transmission will take place. There has never been one like it. There never will be another one like it. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. When I found out that this MMR was going to be on that day, on this eclipse, I was so excited. I was like bouncing up and down.